I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
Because I always have to steal my kisses from you.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, imitation, flattery, theft, and AI. There's a quote attributed to Pablo Picasso: good artists copy, great artists steal. In classical music, Igor Stravinsky is well known as a composer who liked to borrow from his idols. He heard this from Tchaikovsky. And then made this of his own. As the record industry boomed in the 1960s and 70s, examples of, quote, influence were rampant. And very often, straight up unfair.
I ain't fooling, you be schooling.
In 1962, Muddy Waters released this track written by Willie Dixon.
Way down inside, woman, you need love.
7 years later, Led Zeppelin were out with this original composition.
You need
It took until 1985 for Dixon to get credit and royalties on the track.
Way down inside.
Led Zeppelin lead singer Robert Plant later said, "You only get caught when you are successful. That's the game." Hip-hop took the idea of interpolation to the next level. It started as a live party art form in the early 70s and made the leap to the mainstream in 1979.
I said a hip-hop. The hip to the hip, hip hop, you don't stop the rockin' to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
That's when the Sugar Hill Gang reimagined the Chic hit from that summer. A move that also brought legal challenges. By the 1990s, the technology evolved to the point that chopping and layering samples became a sophisticated art form. This hit from Lord Finesse from 1996 fused jazz pianist Oscar Peterson from 1972 with the drum beat from this Detroit Emerald song from 1973, plus a little Carla Thompson singing in 1967.
You know what? You wear overalls.
The song helped lay the blueprint for the sampling that we now take for granted in a lot of modern pop, including Drake, inspired by Timmy Thomas.
Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. Why can't we live together?
You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
But now we're on the precipice of something different. This 2023 track, seemingly from Drake and The Weeknd, went viral. 15 million streams on TikTok before Universal Music Group had it pulled down for being made with artificial intelligence. And as the neural networks get better, the floodgates will open wider. Once upon a time, a group of musicians could say, what if it's like The Stooges?
Now I wanna be your dog.
But also The Ronettes. And then those guys became The Ramones.
Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend.
Permutations like that are becoming as easy as a few keystrokes. As of now, most, if not all, of what's created is slop, like this AI track I made in a matter of seconds.
Diamond tears, no more fears. Diamond tears.
But 10, 20, 50 years from now, how much better could AI get? Especially if the record industry gives big tech the rights to its back catalog. Maybe AI prompters will be considered the best musical artists of their day, thieves of the most soulless and efficient order. But maybe, as much as things change, the yearning for something authentically human will stay the same, perhaps becoming even more valuable. Live art made by live people, alive together in a room.
Everybody's with me. Everybody's with me tonight. Look, listen, let me hear you say yeah. 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 You with me? Yeah.
Sam Cooke singing on his stunning live album from 1963.
Oh, bring it to me.
I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.